If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast.
Something that has been on my heart for a while, and I've been asking God, like, I want to share this, but how do I share this? I have no idea really how to share it and what format to share it. And basically, I feel like today's the day that I can share this with you. The message that I want to share with you is that some people are going to say that it doesn't take all that, that it's too deep, that you're too deep, that you're reading too much into whatever it is that you're seeing, that you're analyzing it too much. It doesn't take all of that. But I want to tell you, it does. It does take all that. It is that deep. It is worth examining and evaluating and working with God to understand and have clarity and knowledge about what it is, whatever it is that you are speaking of, that you are feeling in your heart, that you are seeing, that God is revealing to you. One way that he showed it to me is that people who are on the shore will call out to the people who are in the deep and say, it's not that deep. Like, why are you doing the most? Why are you swimming? Why are you, like, it is not that deep, says the person who's on the shoreline, says the person who's on the shallow end. But the people who are in the deep, they can see, they are in the deep, they are experiencing, they have a different perspective than the people who are on the shoreline, the people who are in the shallow end. What I want to share with you is, and what I want to encourage you is, that as you get to know God more, as you get to learn more about him, as you read his word more, as you pray more, as he begins to give you insight and revelation and understanding and knowledge, and that is what the Bible calls us to have, understanding and knowledge and wisdom. And as you begin to grow in that, your mind will open. There's a saying that once you know better, you do better. Once you see and things are revealed, once you've seen something, it's like, I've seen too much. I can't go back. I've seen too much. I know too much now. I cannot unknow that information. I cannot unknow that revelation. And so you may be seen by others who do not have that knowledge, who do not have that insight, who do not have that understanding yet, because they can, but they may not have it yet, that they may see you as like, you're too deep, you're doing too much, it don't take all of that. But once you have eyes that are open, once the veil is lifted, once the filter is removed, once you are stripped down to the bare minimum, and God shows you these things, you cannot unsee it. You cannot unknow it. I think of, for example, people who have dealt with witchcraft and New Age, who were like heavy deep in it. Ex-Satanists and all of that stuff. There are things that they have opened up themselves to and that they have dived into and that they have experienced and seen that no one could ever discredit. Like, no one could convince them that that is not real. I did not see that. I did not do that. I did not experience that. Like, they know that they know what they saw, what they experienced. They got deeper and deeper into it. And once they were able to come out of that, and once they have accepted Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, once they have decided that they are leaving darkness to the side and they are turning to the light and they are choosing God and the will of God for their life and the ways of God, they will tell you things. And those who have never been in that realm, who have never tapped into that realm, who have never experienced those things, will say, it's, you're doing the most, it doesn't take all that, it's not that much. And if they are telling you that, yes, it does take that much, yes, this is happening, this is real, you better believe them. You better believe them. I just find it so mind-boggling how we believe more in the evil and the power of darkness than we will believe in the power of God and holiness and righteousness. That we will believe more of what the enemy says and the lies and this thing that he has, like, people are believing in magic, they're believing in the crystals, they're believing in sage, they're believing in rituals, they're believing in chakras and all of these things and the third eye. And all of these things are real. They are real. And people blindly just, okay, yes, I will go to that. And they are just, they're like the mermaid sirens. I don't know if you know the stories of mermaid sirens back in the day when sailors were like, you know, going out to sea in like Columbus time and all that. And they would be lured by sirens and these mirages and things. And they were just lured and then just like, oh, just driven to it, totally blinded, totally just giving themselves to it because it looks so beautiful and it looks so fun and it looks so entertaining. And it looks like, oh, what's the harm? Let me just do it. What do I have to lose? Let me just try it out. And they are going deeper, 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 deeper into the abyss. But yet here is God with, they have a false sense of freedom and control. Like, I can control these things when in reality, those things are controlling them. And so you have here God who is like, I am light. I am life. You don't have to do all of those things. You call on the name of Jesus and chains are broken. You tap into the Holy Spirit. You welcome the Holy Spirit in your home. You pray and you praise and you worship in your home. And the atmosphere shifts. And all of those things that you're trying to get out of your home, the demons and the evil spirits and the bad vibes and all of those things, they flee by the name of Jesus. They flee when the atmosphere shifts, when you have the Holy Spirit operating in your home and in your life. Those things naturally flee. They are afraid. They are not afraid of sage and all of these things and all of these, you know, tools and magic stuff. They're not afraid. That's their world. They embrace that. But when it comes to Jesus and when it comes to God, they're going to run as far away as they can because they know the power of God. How is it that the enemy and the demons and the evil spirits and all of that believe more in the power of God than we do? When the power of God is to destroy them, and their power is to destroy us, but the power of God is to uplift us and to heal us and restore us and redeem us. How is that? I'm not surprised, but I'm still surprised because I know the power that he has, but I believe stronger in the power of God to take hold of all of those things and to bring us into true freedom. The enemy, he feeds us lies that are tried to be laced with truth, but God gives us nothing but pure truth. No lies. And I think that the truth hurts sometimes, and the truth makes you be like, oh, I have to die to myself. I cannot be in control over my life. Like, God is in control of my life. I have to give the control. I have to give of myself to God. And I have to live at a certain standard. And the enemy, he entices us with, you can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. And I'll give you whatever you want. But whatever he gives you, it's not worth it. It's like I said, it's lies wrapped, laced with a little bit of truth. Because he's stealing what God says and trying to finagle it and make it work for his good. And to get you to come to his side and to destroy you. He just wants to destroy you. Where God is like, I'm here. I want to give you truth. I want to give you life. I want to restore you. Everything that you're searching for, every hole that you feel, every void, every pain, every disappointment, I can fill that. I can heal you. I can restore you. Whereas the enemy is like, let's make these holes bigger. Let's make these cuts bigger and deeper. Tearing you away from the Father, from the Creator who made you. So, the word of the day is, choose ye this day who you will serve. It does take all of that. The enemy is doing the most, so you have to do more. When you tap into the Holy Spirit, when you follow God's word, when you accept Jesus to be in your life, and you read the Bible, you pray, you fast by putting away a meal and taking that time to pray, you fast by letting go of certain music, certain activities, all of these things that serves you. Because right now the culture says, if it don't serve me, I'm not into it. I'm not doing it. And that is a trick from the enemy. Serve me, serve me, serve me, me, me. It's all about me. When it should be all about him, God. You should change your language from, if it doesn't serve me, then I'm out. If it doesn't serve and glorify God, then I'm out. And God has amazing plans for you. The rules and the parameters that he places for us, the commandments, they are not to harm us. They are for our good. They are to protect us. They are to guide us. They are to allow us to come into alignment with what God has for us. The beautiful, abundant, fulfilling, rich life that he has for us. And I'm not talking about rich just as like money. I'm talking about rich in health, rich in health, rich in health, rich in health. Somebody needs that. Somebody needs to be rich in health. You are depleted in your health and you need richness in your health. Declare it. Choose God and see him do that for you. There is richness in peace that you can have. There is richness in joy, in love, and happiness. All of these beautiful things that you want to see happen in your life. God has an abundance of them. That's the abundant life that God has to offer you. And you following his will and doing his commandments and living a righteous life, righteous in the way of like you're following what he's telling you to do and you're living to a moral code that he has set for you, the convictions that he has given you, there are certain things that may not be a big deal to other people, but it may be a big deal for you and that you cannot partake in because of the stronghold and the tie that it will bring you to have to the enemy. The power that it would have over you may be different than the amount of power that it will have over somebody else. So if God is telling you that I want you to go above and beyond, and I don't want you to do this, that, and the third. I want you to stay away from this, that, and the third. I want you to do this, that, and the third. Then you have to follow and you have to listen, because doing those extra things may be the thing that's going to break the bondage that is on your life, the ties, the soul ties that are on your life, the depression, the anxiety, all of these extra things that are not of God. That extra thing that he's asking you to do above and beyond could be the thing that you need to do in order to break that stuff off of you, to break it out of your life. You're going to have to do some things that you're not used to doing. You're going to have to do some things that you're like, well, everybody else gets to do it. Why can't I? You're going to have to do some things that you've never done before to get the results that you want. They say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You're going to have to do something else, sis. Or bro, you're going to have to do something else. You're going to have to dig deeper. You're going to have to reach higher. You're going to have to let some things go. You're going to have to let some people go. You're going to have to let some relationships go. And he's already speaking to you about what those things are. Your heart is beating right now and your mind is blown right now because you know exactly what it is. So yes, it does take all of that. It does take all of that. It is that deep. It is that important. The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Faith without action is nothing. You have to act in faith and you have to show God. And it's not even about proving to God. It's just a matter of you coming into alignment, like, and coming into agreement. That's the word, agreement. You're not trying to prove to God anything. You're doing your actions. Are you coming into agreement with what he wants for you and what he says that he needs you to do in order to free you, in order to save you, and in order to restore you? You got to do above and beyond. And it may seem hard and difficult at the beginning, but when you are doing it for God and when God is leading you, He will give you the grace to do it. He will give you the grace to do it. So you have what it takes. If God is within you, you have what it takes. If He's called you to do it, you have what it takes. As you take the steps, He will fill in for you, and He will show you, and He will guide you, and He will give you what you need. Become the open vessel for Him to work through you. And I'm telling you, you will be blown away by the change and the transformation in your life. Stop trying to serve the one that He created, who has nothing but evil and destruction for your life, and serve the Creator, who has nothing but love and adoration for you. He's coming after you because He loves you and He cares about you. Okay? All right. And do you want me to talk about that? There are times where we think like, why would God allow people to go to hell? Why didn't He forgive Satan for what he did? Why did He cast him out? Because He's holy. And yes, He loves, and yes, He cares, but God has boundaries too. Mm-hmm. You think boundaries is a new thing? Mm-mm. It started with God. I will love you, but it may have to be afar because I have boundaries and holiness has to be here, and I cannot have evil and wrongdoing mix in. That's why He sent not only Satan down from heaven, everybody who had a tinge of following Satan, He sent all of y'all gotta get out. I look back and I'm gonna end with this. I look back in reading through the Old Testament. I've been reading through the Old Testament for the last 3 years. I'm only in Joshua now, but I'm always thinking like, God, man, He was savage. He was like, you did this wrong, you're out. You did it, you're out. You're out. You're out. Like killing off whole cities and towns and population, just like, bye-bye. It's because you know how they say one bad apple ruins a whole bunch? He could not have any remnant of evil. He could not have any remnant of, of anything that was tainted. He could not have any remnant of that. It had to go. Bye. Gotta go. But when Jesus came to redeem us and to become the Savior. And He took all of that. He took that death, everything that we deserved, He took care of that. And He created a way for us to be able to repent and say, I'm sorry, and to turn away from our sins. He became that buffer to be like, hold on, I took the fault for you. So it don't have to be instant for you. I'm giving you an opportunity to repent and say you're sorry and to come out of agreement with that lifestyle, with that sin, and to come into agreement with the holy God. That's why Jesus is so important. That's why He's in the middle. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's the buffer. He's the buffer. God's like, cut him out. Out, out, out. Just like, hold on. I've carried that weight for them. I've carried that for them. I've sacrificed my own life for them. Jesus did it. And then we have the Holy Spirit who's going to guide you. After you have decided, I'm going to come into agreement with what God wants and God's will, and I'm going to come out of agreement with that. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Holy Spirit, it just sweeps in and comes and guides you and comforts you and shows you what to do so that you don't go back. So God has boundaries too. He loves. His love is unconditional, but He has boundaries. Respect the boundaries. The fence is for yourself. is to protect you. So that's all I have to say today. Thank you so much for watching. I'm in my car. I might do some more of these car ones because, you know, sometimes my office where I usually do my videos is, it's a bit hot mess. And I'm like, I got to prepare. But I think I found a spot that will be good. And we may have some more of these coming in the future. And I don't want to hold back. I don't want the aesthetic of my space to hold me back from sharing what God has placed on my heart for you guys. So, I don't know. You may see a shift again on my channel. It's been through so many shifts as I grow and everything, but I just thank God for the growth. I thank God for bringing me deeper into Him and into knowledge and understanding. Let me just pray for you real quick, and then we'll end this. Lord God, thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins, to redeem us, to sacrifice His life so that we can have a chance to repent and turn away from our sinful ways. Thank you, Lord God, for creating us in a way that we can hear from you, that we have an opportunity. Now we have more access to you now than we've ever had before in the history of time. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us more opportunities to learn more about you, that you are speaking through more people to show us your will and your love for us. And I just pray, Lord God, that those who are listening, who have been going back and forth, that they will heed your word, that they will listen to what you are saying, and that they will trust you and they will give you a try, Lord God. Reveal yourself to them in ways that they will not be able to say that, I don't know, maybe it was God. No, show yourself to them, whether it's in a dream, whether it's through people, whether it's through opportunities, whether it's through situations, show yourself to them. Allow yourself to be known by them. I know you are waiting for them. You are waiting. You are like, I'm here, I'm waiting. Allow them to be able to come closer to you, Lord God, and give them the knowledge and insight that they need, Lord God, so they can make the decision to trust you and to follow you. I pray, Lord God, for all of these people, and everything I say, Lord God, may it be under your blessing and according to your will. Let it reach them in the way that it needed to be received by them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Okay, one more thing before you go. If you found any value to this episode, please don't just keep it to yourself, girl. Spread the word. You never know who needs it too. So what you can do is screenshot this episode and post it to social media. Don't forget to tag me at Desiree Ofori. You can share the link with someone special or give us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Like I said, you just never know who else needs this. So thanks so much for your support. And until next time, be blessed.